To the ears of River Gwagerian, this isn't merely music, but also the sound of community.
I look at it like there's a kitchen, right? There's 10 or 12 cooks. Each cook brings one recipe. You put the recipe on the table, and we all work on that person's recipe together.
Gwagerian is talking about the Asheville Percussion Festival, where community plays out in a few ways. First, the people. Master local and international percussionists are performing and teaching over the week-long festival. Second, it's the instrumentation with roots in Africa, South America, Asia, and elsewhere. Then there are the performances, when musicians will perform alone and in intriguing collaborations. And for those in the public who want to learn, there are free workshops.
Most people think that the drums and percussion instruments are an accompanying instrument. It could be everything from an entertainment tool to a totally therapeutic tool to a calming tool to a tool that can make you want to get up and dance.
Gwagerian is a founding member of the Asheville world music trio Free Planet Radio and a percussionist who has made and taught music around the world for more than 30 years. He founded this festival 7 years ago to foster community between top percussionists around the world and the dedicated artists of Western North Carolina.
First of all, I thought, how could I get some cool percussionists here to this town? Like I said, we present this music. And then on the weekend, we give workshops for the public. I had just gut instinct that the town would support it.
The 7th annual festival has a strong focus on women, and it also stretches how people think of percussion. Asheville favorite Abby the Spoon Lady is performing, and so is Aparna Keshavaya, a South Indian dancer who lives in Clyde. Keshavaya demonstrated the vocal scatting that calls out the different movements in the dance style called Bharatanatyam. She said the dance is as much percussion as it is movement.
The basis is heavy rhythmic footwork, so it's decorated by ankle bells that you can hear these kind of delicate jingles, but then you also hear kind of like a heavy slap of the foot, the thud when you hit the toe versus the flat foot. So that is kind of an element that I've been exploring also in my dance, is just that percussive nature, kind of like in tap dance, where you elicit all these different types of sounds just from the feet.
Jesse Lehman started West African drumming more than 20 years ago through a club at Warren Wilson College, and she has since made 3 trips to Guinea and the Ivory Coast to study the culture and techniques behind West African drumming. Lehman also co-founded the women's percussion ensemble Boom Chicks, who are reuniting to perform at this festival. Lehman said West African drumming is all about community.
I love world travel. I've been a lot of different places, but for Africa, I really only go for study. You draw from your different parts and parcels of a language that you've learned from different people and then can put that together to make a creation that's something new but gives respect to the traditional context that I'm drawing from.
In all, there will be 12 composers presenting new percussion works, but very few of these have specific charts for the musicians to follow. For instance, Keshavaya is creating work to perform with Abby the Spoon Lady, Gwagerian on a frame drum, and a cellist. The music will largely take shape only once they begin rehearsing in the days before the performance.
I've never really considered myself confined to South Indian venues or audiences. Specifically, in fact, I've sought to broaden and expand the dance form.
Branding and expanding the appreciation of percussion seems to be Gwagerian's calling.
Having everybody come here, you know, once a year, it has opened me up in ways on the first and basic level musically. In another way, trying to be an open-hearted person, trying to be gracious and trying to be a good host for percussion in the city. I feel like it's one of the things I'm supposed to do.
While the Asheville Percussion Festival runs 7 days, people should largely dial into the Friday night performances at Diana Wortham Theater, the solo performances Saturday night at Odyssey Community School, and a Sunday sound meditation. You'll find links to details on the Blue Ridge Public Radio website. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.